We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Rick Dayton program continuing 4:39 in the afternoon on this beautiful Monday in the Steel City of Pittsburgh. Integrated treatment for depression and heart failure, showing that it improves the quality of life and also the mood of its patients. And we are joined by the lead author of that study. It's Dr. Bruce Rollman, R-O-L-L-M-A-N. He is not only an MD, but also has a master's in public health. He's the endowed chair and professor of medicine at the University of Pittsburgh. And he is kind enough to join us on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Dr. Rollman, thank you for your time today. We appreciate you being here.
Thank you, Mr. Dayton, for inviting me.
The paper was just published today. Congratulations on that, in the Journal of American Medical Association Internal Medicine, talking about your clinical trial, and it's called Hopeful Heart. Why that title? Why does that make sense for this particular study?
Well, depression is fairly common in patients with heart disease. We earlier completed a trial of treating depression after bypass surgery, and this is kind of the follow-up to that with treating depression in people with heart failure. Heart failure is extremely common in the United States and growing even more common as the population ages. There's over 6 million Americans who suffer from heart failure, and up to half of those people have comorbid depression, meaning that they meet criteria for a depression, either major or minor, along with the heart failure. And when doctors like myself are seeing people in our practice, people come in with a lot of symptoms, and you know, they may be short of breath, trouble sleeping, low energy, and sometimes it can be hard to discern the depression from the heart condition.
So this Hopeful Heart trial, basically what you're doing is that you're looking at a collaborative, I mean, these are the words from the studies, a collaborative care approach to treating not only the heart failure but depression. So are you treating the cardiovascular issue, or are you treating the psychological issue, or are you doing both at the same time?
Well, we're doing both at the same time. So a lot of places like at UPMC and the VA and Kaiser and other places around the United States have heart failure care management teams. But typically, they do very little to screen for and treat depression. And as I mentioned earlier, it's comorbid in about half the patient.
Mm-hmm.
So what we did is we hired teams of medical nurses who screen patients in the hospital. We were up and running at 7 UPMC hospitals and St. Clair Hospital in the area. We screened and recruited about 756 patients with heart failure. And then there were depressed and non-depressed, but of the depressed patients, we randomized them to get what's called a blended model of collaborative care, where these medical nurses were treating both their heart failure condition, like making recommendations to adjust medications according to evidence-based guidelines from the American Heart Association and other organizations, as well as treat that depression. Now, the depression treatment could be encouraging better health habits like exercise, getting bed on time, cutting out drinking, as well as antidepressants if patients were interested. And then we looked at the end of up to 12 months, we looked at how those patients did in terms of standard measures of quality of life, mood symptoms, as well as rehospitalizations and death rates between groups.
How long did it take to train the nurses to be able to do the depression portion of it? They've obviously dealt with the patient care, but the depression portion is different. How long did that take?
I mean, we had weekly case reviews with myself and a study psychiatrist, Dr. Jordan Karp, who's on there. And then in our blended model, we also added a study cardiologist who would join our teams, and the teams are all kind of virtual with people on conference calls, and and we would review the patients, new patients to the study, as well as people who weren't doing well, and then we would make recommendations for adjustment in care. So the study nurses kind of learned it as they went along. We also had like checklists and guidelines that people would try to, you know, deliver evidence-based care. Like we had a very simple checklist, ABCCDEFF, which was basically inquiring about ACE inhibitors, beta blockers, cholesterol medicines, and clotting medicines like aspirin or Plavix.
Mm-hmm.
DEFF was a depression, E, exercise or cardiac rehab, D was, F was the financial, could the patient afford the medication, and the final F was scheduling a follow-up appointment with their doctors.
Got it.
So really very, very simple.
You mentioned that about half of these patients who are dealing with heart failure, there is some level of depression there, and yet cardiologists don't typically screen for that. Why not?
Well, I think because they're focused on the plumbing.
Mm.
To be honest with you, you know, if the vessels are open, but how people are doing. But oftentimes, if you don't think of the diagnosis, then it won't occur. And we're not saying that cardiologists need to become psychologists and psychiatrists.
Correct.
This is where the nurses come in handy, and also referring people back to their primary care physician. So our telephone nurses would make treatment recommendations to the patient's primary care doctor, and that primary care doctor could be a PCP like myself, or it could be a cardiologist or whoever patient designated as their primary doctor, for making adjustments both in their cardiac regimen and also their depression regimen.
So where does this go now? I mean, now that you've gone through this with 756 patients, where do you go next, doctor?
Well, we're working on a bunch of papers, including a cost-effectiveness paper where we had Medicare, Highmark, and UPMC claims data, and we're working with a health economist right now to analyze that, to look at the cost-effectiveness of our treatment, which we know works and improves quality of life. We are also investigating applying this collaborative care model to getting people into cardiac rehab. So cardiac rehab is another life-saving treatment for patients with heart failure and after other cardiac conditions like a heart attack or bypass. But relatively few, I think in our study it was only about 12 to 15% of people, depending on the study arm, actually went to cardiac rehab.
Hmm.
So could we apply this kind of collaborative model to promote cardiac rehab and also do a version of home-based cardiac rehab? You know, I think with the COVID epidemic, people are becoming more familiar and comfortable with telehealth. So can we do these kind of programs at home so that people don't have to, may have transportation issues or whatnot, don't have to necessarily come to a facility?
Well, again, congratulations on the publication that was just released today in the Journal of American Medical Association Internal Medicine, and for the work that you're doing already. Dr. Roman, it's great to have you on KDEK. Thanks for the explanation.
Thank you again, Mr. Dayton, for allowing me to reach your listeners.
Bruce, we sure appreciate it. Dr. Bruce Roman joining us. Again, he is not only the endowed chair at UPMC, but also professor of medicine at the University of Pittsburgh.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.